Hello, everybody. This is Rick, and today is the 21st of January, 2013, and this is the EMSO Q&A call. Today we only have one question on, so let's get on to our question here. Rick, I feel a major load of resentment from my wife, which prevents her from responding to any kind of connection I attempt. She has said, and even told our children, that she did not marry me for the right reasons, and that has kept her from committing to our marriage of 34 years. She resents the fact that she was married to me and not free to pursue her AP and separated from me when she felt that relationship failing due to her marriage commitment. She remained separated even after her AP married his other girlfriend. Yeah, I know, but she doesn't think it was crappy of him to be seeing two women simultaneously, the other one who was married. She returned home just short of official abandonment period with the excuse that she felt I would harm myself. I only threatened a divorce if she did not come home and work on our marriage. She resents me helping her with crafts, saying I take over her projects. I have a history of helping her and completing some when she abandons them. She resents our children having a better relationship with me because I have tried to be steadfast and hold my commitments and self-honor. She even resents my depression when she acts in ways that hurt me. Is there anything I can do to help her get over that? It seems that the more I try, the more she resents. I am about to give up and go find a lawyer to dissolve this mess. It's the only path down which there may be progress. FYI, D-Day was October 16th, 2010. She had left a month before that, swearing there was no other man. We have since tried traditional and couples counseling and the marriage fitness program. I had tried to get her to go to Retrovi and also talk to your group in the fall of 2011. Divorce is not what I want, but I'm not seeing or feeling change in the current situation. In fact, things have regressed to where we are just together in the same house. I'm not the sort of person to sit back and do nothing, which I feel I have been doing while she reports to decide whether or not she wants to remain in the marriage. When I suggest divorce, she gets upset and fights about it, but then she does nothing but push me away. What advice can you give me or us? Let's see. So D-Day was 2010. That's over 2 years ago. And you've tried individual and couples counseling. One of the things that in this sort of situation, she's going to need to be with other women who are working through this if she's going to find much help, I believe. In the long run, two-thirds of all, I mean, one-third, I think it's about 33% of women believe that they married the wrong person. I think that's because there's this myth that maybe there is a right person. It's our promises and our commitments that ultimately define us. Without those promises or those commitments, eventually we become nothing more than just, a shifting identity that makes us go with what we think will ultimately make us happy. Obviously, there's a part of her that doesn't want to be on her own, but at the same time, homeostasis, kind of being ambivalent where she doesn't know which way to go, is a really sad place for her to be, and I'm sure it's got to be incredibly frustrating to you. And she needs to decide one way or the other what's going to make her happy, and it really is probably individual stuff for her. I would certainly hope she would do the Hope for Healing group, because I know that if she could get in there with other women, it would at least help her to gain some perspective on this situation. The problem is this thing has gone on for a really long time. I mean, in some ways that's a good thing, and in some ways it's a bad thing. I think you need to set a course. When somebody's ambivalent, typically, and not re-engaging in the relationship, then typically I suggest set a date where you decide that you're ready to go on if she's not, and then I would just start taking that path. And then once you go down that path, she's unwilling to do anything, just stay the course. I mean, because she probably is not going to be able to make a decision at this point. You're probably the only one that's in a position of being able to move the thing, kind of break out of this orbit. Her ambivalence just means she's going to stay stuck in this place for I don't know how long until something happens. Probably whenever you threaten divorce, what's happening is she can want what she doesn't have, and then she's got some motivation for the relationship. But as long as you want the relationship more than she does, she will always be going away from the relationship. You have what's called an approach avoidance. Every time you approach her, she goes away from you. You pursue, she retreats. If you do file for divorce, make her come up with suggestions. Because if you come up with the suggestion of what to do, she'll immediately go back away the other direction. So I just know that if you can sit there and say, "This, I'm done," and then let her try to talk you into not leaving, that's going to be a much better thing. And she needs to come up with what to do. Hopefully, though, I would love for her to do something like Hope for Healing. I can just tell you, the women I know that go through that ultimately do find a way to kind of gain perspective again, and I think it'd be helpful. In terms of helping with their resentment, probably you giving her space would be the best thing possible. Every time you come toward her, she's going to go the other direction. So if you can, at one level, detach more from her and not try to get things out of her, but instead just let her come to you. You stay kind of more distant from her. I know in the long run, the two of you somehow have to begin to communicate and share things you've never shared before if this has gone on for such a long time. And learning to just listen to her heart might be something that can be helpful for you, but I do know pressing someone in this situation only drives them away. If you can give her that space, then most likely her resentment will go down and she'll have to begin to focus more on herself than on you. That being said, that's all of our questions for the day. I want to thank everybody for calling. And I hope everybody has a great week to healing.